The Pont City Market development is viewed by many Atlanta residents as a standard bearer of desirable midtown real estate. Of course, it wasn't always that way. Just 5 years ago, Pont City Market was still City Hall East, a massive, crumbling structure that had once been a Sears Roebuck store and warehouse. At that time, Blake Burton was overseeing the cleanup of City Hall East as the city prepared to sell it to developer Jamestown Properties. Fresh out of architecture school, Burton was fascinated by the old building, and so he began snapping photographs of its transformation into Pont City Market. We pick up my conversation with him there.
You know, as my training as an architect, I was naturally drawn to the building. It was huge and fantastic and sort of mysterious to me. And it just seemed natural to bring my camera gear along and wander the halls and take photographs. After that, I landed a job at an architecture firm. And I just thought, you know what? It would be a cool thing to document, to sort of keep this going, see a before, during, and after.
About how many photos did you end up taking?
Thousands, I guess. I mean, you know, maybe 100 or so each time I visited.
This gave you the experience of being able to see parts of the building that most people never get to see. Could you tell me a bit about maybe a time when that happened?
Okay.
So I should say, it looks like you brought in your photos with you on your iPad.
I did. So here's one example. After work one day, I made my way up to a space that I hadn't been to before. And this is the old Sears conveyor equipment. This is the, well, one of the floors that would sort the merchandise and get it moving from some of the upper floors down to the lower floors and eventually out to the docks to be shipped off. And this equipment, at the time this picture was taken, probably hadn't been used in 25 years or so. And the whole time the city occupied this building, they just left it like that. You know, 20-foot ceilings, solid concrete, and
These giant machines just kind of looming out of the darkness there.
Right, and it's just row upon row of them. It's kind of eerie, but it's fascinating to see, really.
And where is this in the building?
I think this was on the third floor, on the southeast corner. And today,
it's so dark. I mean, it's so dark it looks like some sub-basement somewhere.
Yeah, it's wild to think of how much activity used to go on in this room. And when I was there, it's just completely silent.
What's in that space today?
So right now, there's part of the parking is in here. So where I took that photo is probably some vehicles parked there right now.
Yeah. So over the course of 5 years, you had basically unlimited access to this building, you know, formerly known as City Hall East, now Pont City Market, as you've said. What is it that made that prospect exciting to you?
You know, just the sheer size of the building and the history of it and the prospects of it being completely transformed was amazing to me. You know, I remember a couple times going into the building for a visit and, you know, just unplanned, hey, let's go up to the fifth floor. And as soon as we come out of the elevator, there's like a, you know, one of those bobcats sitting on the floor, something you would never really see inside of a building. But here it is sitting on the floor and it looks tiny inside the building, which is incredible because, you know, they were using them to, you know, demo some of the old city partition walls. And I thought it was just remarkable because the building is so massive that all this construction equipment looked so minuscule and like it wasn't going to make a difference. And slowly but surely, you know, every time I come back, that same area would look like a completely different space. And, you know, I tried to picture myself in these different spaces thinking, gosh, this is going to be somebody's living room someday, or this is going to be a retail shop one day, and there's going to be thousands of people in this building again, like there used to be. And just, it felt like a real personal project of mine, like it was sort of my baby that I was, you know, watching it grow, I guess. I don't know, that sounded kind of funny, but...
Yeah, no, absolutely, absolutely. And sort of in that way, you know, you did get to, got to watch the building change over time. What struck you there?
There was a lot of things that were covered up once the city took over the building and they started dividing up these floors into office space. And
so once it stopped being Sears and began being City Hall East
right.
years ago.
And then once Jamestown started their work, all of a sudden they were revealing things that had been covered up for years.
Do you have any photos to look at some examples like that?
Yeah. So what you're seeing here used to be part of the City Hall East cafeteria. And what you see on the right is part of the original brick exterior of the building. And so it was covered in drywall and all kind of stuff you know, the whole time the city of Atlanta occupied the building. And so
and
when
that
they,
was just a wall.
Yeah. Yeah. And so when they started demoing some of those partitions, all of a sudden they had this immaculate brick facade that was part of the original 1926 building.
Wow. And so you were one, you were among the first people to get to see this brick facade in many, many years. What was that like?
It was pretty special. I mean, I know there was hundreds of workers in there seeing the same thing as me. It wasn't like I was the
sure.
only one, but
yeah.
you know, just to see something that's so sturdy and massive, basically. I mean, you can see the size of those windows that they used to be there. I mean, it's pretty impressive scale for that entire building.
Yeah. Having this special permission, did it grant you sort of a sense of responsibility for documenting this process?
Yes, I felt like I, for me, it just started as sort of a basic interest of exploring, wow, this is a neat building. But then when I realized the opportunity that I had for a project that's this big for the city of Atlanta, I felt a huge sense of responsibility to document it correctly.
Something and, you're doing for sort of almost for history rather than just for yourself.
Right, exactly. And I felt like, you know, such a landmark building in this city deserved a record of its transformation, because it was, you know, so many people drive by it or walk by it back in the day and wondered, you know, I wonder what's in there. I mean, it's
yeah.
kind of mysterious. It's huge. I mean, there's got to be all kinds of stuff in there.
It was like the old Wonka factory.
Yeah, exactly.
Show us some more photos. What else can
sure.
we look at?
So this shot was taken in February 2010, and it was my first extensive visit through the building. I had access to anywhere in the building for a full day. And this is one of many floors that was literally covered in junk. And as you can see here, there's a bunch of just trashed computers sitting on pallets row upon row. And it was another eerie sight. I mean, every time I went on a different floor, it would be something different. Like one floor had these core samples, I guess had something to do with the Olympics, part of a construction project. And they just stored the core samples in one of the floors because they had, you know, 10,000 square feet to use.
Atlanta has a reputation of not restoring its historic buildings. The way that this particular renovation has gone on has been different in trying to honor the history of what this building has been.
Mm-hmm.
How important was the idea of restoration to you in choosing to take these photos, or maybe how to go about doing this?
Well, I think this has been a hugely positive project for the city. You know, we've seen its influence. Even in at the architecture firm I work at, Square Feet Studio, some of the developers that we've worked with have sort of hinted at, you know, hey, it's sort of like what's going on over at Ponce City Market. You know, maybe we can sort of capture that same sort of thing. And I think it's, you know, the national recognition that it's received, it has been a really positive influence on the whole city. And hopefully we can continue to see more projects like this. You know, as an architect, it's fascinating for me and many others to see the built environment change and change in such a positive way. And then from a photography standpoint, you know, I have the opportunity that most people didn't to witness the transformation over time, but I would also have the opportunity to give people an insight into what it has taken from the beginning.